Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 9th April 1971. Today is the second last episode of Power of Thought, 59th. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 9th April 1971. Baba is saying, do you know what truth is? No matter what emerges in your thought, even not to hide your thought is called truth. Such. What is truth? Even not to hide your thoughts from Baba is truth. This is the Avyakta Murli, and this is the last paragraph of that Avyakta Murli, where Baba is giving the definition of what is truth. Even not to hide your thoughts from Father is truth. If you make effort and experience success, then even if you are defeated, telling Baba clearly the news of both the situations is the truth. Even if you are defeated, tell Baba. Even if you succeed, tell Baba. That is truth. Only those who speak the truth will be able to fulfill their promises. So Baba is giving the definition of truth. Truth means not to hide anything from the Father. What all things we need not to hide from Father? There are 7 different things which we should not hide from Father. What are those things which we should never hide from Father? Or all those things which we should be very transparent, very clear, and we have to just see, this is what I am, Baba. I need not to hide anything. Whenever you have to hide something, that means there is some murkiness, there is some darkness within you, there is something which you need to hide, and there is some hidden, incognito, surreptitious sin going on within. So, first thing we need not to hide is our thoughts, which are sankalp. Whatever thoughts are coming, even if they are bad, even if they are wrong, even if they are negative, waste, vicious, whatever. Don't hide. Just tell Baba, what to do? I am getting assailed by these thoughts. But this is what I am. I am what I am. This is me. Thoughts are coming. Now you see. I don't want, but they are coming. Be transparent. Be clear. Such a conspicuous relationship with Bab Dada is known as truth, not hiding anything. One is thought. Second is emotions and feelings. Don't hide any emotion, any feeling, however bad, however negative it might be. Just tell, I am getting these emotions. These are my emotions, and I am keeping these emotions in front of you and on the platter. See them. If you feel these are not right emotions, they are not righteous, just throw them. Just remove them from my mind, or help me to get rid of them. So second thing to hide from, not to hide is emotions. Third, your desires. Whatever you desire, be clear. Tell Baba, these are my desires. If you desire name, tell that also. If you desire fame, Baba will fulfill that desire of you. Baba said, mano vanchit phal. In this yajna, everybody's desire would be fulfilled. If you want to become famous, just tell Baba will make you famous. But that will not help you to burn out your sins. That will not help you to become tapasvi. But it has been seen that whosoever has desired anything, even in the path of bhakti or even after coming in jnana, if somebody desired wealth, he got wealth also after coming here. If you want anything, one day that desire would be fulfilled, because in this yajna, all your heart felt desires are fulfilled. Manovanchit phal. It gives you your, it is a wish fulfilling tree. This yajna is a kalpa vriksha. It gives you everything whatever you want. You desire and you get it. So tell Baba whatever is there in your heart, your mind. All desires keep in front of him and he will fulfill. 3. Fourth, all your dreams. Tell him all your dreams. Don't hide your dreams. If you have to hide, probably there is some unrighteousness in those dreams. There is some trace of sin in those dreams. So be very clear. Whatever you dream, just keep in front of you. Then he will guide and he will make that dream okay. Fifth, tell him about all your memories. Whatever memories you have. Right now you are leading a very pure life, but you have memories of impure life. Tell him all those memories. I am getting attacked by these past unhealthy, negative, vicious memories. What should I do? Kim kurvata Sanjaya. What they are doing, just as Dhritarashtra is eager to ask Sanjaya in Mahabharata. Here, you tell Baba, ki look at these memories, what they are doing to me. I am not understanding. Please tell me, what should I do with them? Please tell me what they are doing to me. These memories. Because when memories take over, we are no more what we are. We act as per those sanskars. So memories. Next, tell Baba about all your actions. Whatever you have done till now. Good actions, bad actions, anything. Tell him. Inform him. Don't hide any information about you. Any news about you from him. Tell him. Be transparent. So all actions. And then last, what not to hide from Baba? Sushil bhai. Thought, we said. Emotions, we said. Memories, we said. Desires, we said. Actions, we said. Dreams, we said. And last, all your intentions. They are known as intentions. Your plans. Intentions and plans. This is what is my plan is. This is what I am going to do. Don't hide that plan. You may hide from the world, but not from him. There should be frankness, a candid relationship between you and the Father. Saint Augustine, you must have heard of him, Saint Augustine. He has written his life experiences in the book, The Confessions of Saint Augustine, to 4000 AD. In that book, it is divided into 12 chapters. First 9 chapters, he is confessing everything, every sin which he has committed in his life. Confession. The name of the book is Confession. It is a life-changing book. So many Catholic, Roman Catholic saints who came later on, they were influenced by this book. The Confessions of Saint Augustine. Confessions means he is doing repentance, prayashchitta, paschatap, contrition. He has narrated each and every event which happened in his life, from his all the immoral sins of sexuality done by him in his youth. He has narrated each and everything. His mother used to tell him, please come to God, but he used to laugh at her. Everything he has narrated. So, when we say tell Baba everything, tell all your news to Baba, it means there is one very, to be very frank, so how Brahmin children will do this? By two ways. One, by speaking, and second, by writing a letter. Tell Baba, how will you tell Baba everything? By telling him verbally or by writing. These are the two ways. Now, there are few more steps. If you are writing, okay, if you have committed something wrong, and now you have to be clear with Baba, and you have to tell him, or you do it by writing or by telling, what all things should be there in those. First, you have to tell the whole truth. Don't tell partial truth. Tell him whole truth, the complete truth, and nothing but the truth. Because nothing is hidden from him. He is Jani Jananhar. He knows everything. He is omniscient. Nothing of this world is unknown to him. He that filleth the earth, he that filleth the sky, shall he not hear? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that planted the eye, shall he not see? He sees everything. He looks at everything. So, tell him first truth, whole truth. One. Second, select a time to tell this truth. If you have committed some sin after becoming Brahmin, if you have committed some sin or unrighteous action or evil or untruth, have spoken untruth, have given sorrow to somebody, first of all, what? You fix an appointment. Today, 6 o'clock, I have to fix my appointment. Just as in those Christianity, they fix an appointment with Father for confession. Here also you fixed an appointment, one, time. Fix a date, date and time. Second, fix the place where you are going to tell Baba everything about your life. Is it about whatever sin you have committed or whatever wrong thing you have done? Fix the time, fix the date, fix the place. Okay? And then, as I said, the first point, tell him the truth, either by speaking or by writing. Then, apologize. Ask for pardon. Ask for pardon. This is what I have done, but I seek pardon. You are the ocean of mercy. I accept that I have done something wrong, but you are ocean of mercy. I have wronged against your will, but you are the ocean of compassion. Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. Kripa Sindhu, Daya Sindhu, he is. So apologize. Ask for pardon. Okay? Then, next step of confession is repentance. Repentance. Real repentance should be there. Pashchatap and prayashchit, the two words are there in Hindi. Real repentance. I have done this against your will, against Srimat, and I repent for it deeply. Repentance doesn't mean that you give up your food or you give up your breakfast or give up your water or give up your something. No, it's not about giving up. It's about deeper inner realization. A deep internal realization of wrongdoing is known as repentance. So deep repentance, and then take power from Father. Take power from Him, that a pledge, an oath, that I will not repeat this mistake, repeat this wrongdoing. A pledge, pratigya, of not repeating the same thing. Our greatest glory lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Our greatest glory lies not in never committing mistake, but in correcting ourselves every time we make mistake, and a oath, a pledge not to repeat that mistake. Everybody commits mistakes, but to repent, to look inside, to retrospect, introspect, to reflect, and then to repent for it, and then take something for sake of punishment on yourself. But a punishment should be like that, that will help you not to repeat the mistake. A healthy punishment. And then a pledge not to repeat the same. Now pledge again, you can either tell or writing that I will not do this again. Next step is reprisal. A reassessment of that pledge. Suppose you have taken pledge today. Okay? I will not do this action. Suppose, for example, overeating. Somebody is overeating. It's a very menial sin. It is known as menial. Menial means very small, minor. Very. But he has a habit of eating and eating and eating and eating. Overeating all the time. Now he makes a pledge that I will not. But after making the pledge, every day you have to revise it. And after 1 week or so, you have to do a self-reprisal. Artha means self-checking, reassessment. How far I have been able to put that pledge into action. How much that pledge has been translated into reality. So these are all the steps. And doing all these things is known as truth. Truth means not to hide anything. Baba has said, be honest. For that you need certain things. Honesty you require. If you are dishonest, you cannot. Honesty is the best policy here in the spiritual and Brahmin life. Here you have to be honest in the first place with yourself. In the first place with God. So never deceive yourself. Never practice hypocrisy. Never practice self-deception here. Whom you are deceiving? We feel that nobody is seeing. But he is seeing everything. So not to hide anything is truth. So don't hide your thoughts. Don't hide your feelings. Don't hide your emotions. Don't hide your desires. Don't hide your intentions. Don't hide your memories. Don't hide your dreams, even your dreams, and don't hide your any one of your action. Whatever you have done, tell him clearly, point blank. Accept And for that, acceptance is necessary, honesty is required. These are the two things, not for not hiding. Okay, so today's homework is this, writing or telling Baba. By telling or by writing, confess everything. First of all, confess everything, accept everything, take a pledge, and then go ahead. Om Shanti.